We started yesterday's shiur. We went into the discussion of Din Netilas Yadayim with regards to Dovo Shetibule Mechot Shiva Mashkin. And we learned an interesting halacha that any food item that is dipped in one of the seven liquids, which are abbreviated by Yad Shachadam, any of the liquids which are any of the foods which are dipped into any of those foods, you need to wash your hands prior to eating them, which most famously we do that on Leila Seder, on Seder night. When we wash our hands by Karpas, it's not a unique kind of halacha for Seder night. It's actually something which is relevant for the entire year. So the question, of course, is that there is various... who said you spoke about sushi? Somebody spoke about sushi yesterday. Right. So there was an example that he dipped his case?
Sushi.
Into the sauce. So it's something that potentially would be one of the Sheva Mashkin. And he dipped it. So before that, he was told that he should wash his hands beforehand. Similarly, if you have various food items that are dipped at any point, I know there was a discussion which I saw in the postgame, and I don't remember what the consensus was about ketchup. You have food and you dip it in ketchup. So that's also potentially one of the Sheva Mashkin. So that was a discussion as to whether it is or isn't. But assuming that it is one of the Sheva Mashkin, imagine that. Anything that you dip, a good example would be chips. That my shvogar, I spoke yesterday to my shvogar Taka. My shvogar in Manchester gives a shit in Manchester. He told me that if you have potato, you have chips and you dip it in ketchup, so you have to wash your hands before that. Good shayla. Very good shayla. Now, we all know that it's not generally what people do. For some reason, and it remains a bit of a mystery, it really does remain a bit of a mystery, we don't necessarily do it. Yes, there are people who do it. I've got a cousin who is very, very makbid, and there is people out there who are very makbid, and they take a lot of chumras, and they do it. But I think it's true to say that the general approach is to be lenient. Why is that so? Why? You've got the Sheva Mashkin, you're dipping something into it. Why only on Seder night? So the truth is that, yeah. Good. Oh, we'll get to that. So that's why I was actually quoting my shvogar, who specifically spoke about chips. And because chips, people tend to, for some reason, some people at least, tend to not be so much but use cutlery. But you're right, cutlery is a good point. We'll get to that shortly. Yeah. Pardon? What's going on? Why are we making that? It's a mefurish halacha that we should wash hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof. So it's true that everybody agrees you don't make a bracha. Well, not everybody agrees, but Shulchan Aruch paskens we don't make a bracha. Beloy bracha that tzorich netila beloy bracha. That was the end of Sif Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Now beloy bracha you don't make a bracha. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chof is mamash the key to understanding the minhag olam, and he says as follows: beloy bracha, without bracha, ki yesh mikzas rishonim. There are minority opinions. The sovereign you hold, shelo yitzrichu chachamim netilas yadayim. Chachamim did not require washing hands. Ledovar shetibul lebemashke in food that you are dipped in. Ela only biyimayhem. This whole halacha is only relevant biyimayhem in those days. That's when there was this halacha. Shoich lemetara. People used to be makpid to eat betara when they were pure, when they were halachically pure. There was no shayla of tumah. There was a shayla of tumah. The person had to be pure in order to eat. Nowadays we are not makpid. So then, in those days where there was such a concept of tumah tara, then there was a kpada of washing hands. Nowadays, however, we're all consistently considered Tmei Meisim. That's a rule that we call ourselves Tmei Meisim. Even if you didn't physically touch a mace, we are still considered in the category of Tmei Meisim. And therefore, so at the very least, we don't make a bracha until Asudaim, because the Meikra Din, we're not really, the halacha may not apply to us. And behold. He goes a step further. Not only, says the Magen Avraham, we don't make a bracha, but he goes even a step further, and that is, not only don't wash with the bracha, but you don't wash at all. Magen Avraham says, we don't wash at all. V'yesh lohem al ma she'ismuchu. And these are the key words. Magen Avraham paskens halach lemaise. Yesh lohem al ma she'ismuchu. They have got reason to be lenient. So there is the mekilim. That nowadays, this halacha doesn't apply. So since there's a machloikas as to whether it applies nowadays as well, or not, only in the times it was genuine tum and tahara, nowadays we're all considered tumei meisim. So since there's a machloikas as to whether this applies nowadays, yes or no, so the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you wash, but without the bracha. And the Magen Avraham paskens, no, you don't need to wash. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu amiktsa rishonim anal, aval harbe achoinim, but however, many achoinim disagree with that. Hichmiro meoid, and they are very machmir. Pedava v'kosvu da ikka kuriv apoyskim, and the achronim take a more stringent approach, and they say that Aloch is like the majority of the poyskim, the tzorich natila medina, hapis manazina. No, even nowadays, you need to wash your hands properly. Ein bever agro, shigam dai to ikain, that's also the opinion of the Heilige Vilna Gaon, that we need to wash hands without the bracha, admittedly, but we need to wash hands. Vechmiro meoid bezei was very machmir, shav tzorich levorich alzid, these various stories of the Heilige Vilna Gaon, he was even moise nefesh. For the Gaon was mamash moise nefesh about washing hands for a dosh to bulev mashke, but the Mishnah Berurah says many achronim are machmi like that. For lochein after oilam in noegin levorech, although the minig is that people don't tend to make a bracha, al kol ponim nevertheless ain lehokel lechol beli netila. You should wash, but you mustn't eat without washing, but you don't make a bracha. And you need to wash exactly the hands exactly the same way that we haven't discussed yet, but we will discuss shortly how you need to wash your hands for bread. Same halachas apply. Now comes an interesting Mishnah Berurah. It's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, but do you want to say something? I've told you so, Rav Cohen. Very good. Very good question. Very, very good question. So, two answers to your question. Rabbi Kagan Jr. said that, a very interesting kasha, he said that if it's true that we have got the svara of the Mishnah Berurah, why we are makel by dishwashing, is because nowadays there is no tumah tahara. So the question asked by Naftali is that, well, if so, then why do we wash hands for a mozi? Same, at least we shouldn't make a bracha, should be the same. Very good question, I agree. So two answers to that. First answer will be that by as you may remember in Sifkot Aleph, we know there's two reasons for washing hands for Moitzi. Second reason was Viskarashtem, and that will apply even nowadays. Well, it doesn't make a difference nowadays or not. Okay, so we leave it with this reason. Good. Says Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokim nevertheless, but Pachas Mikzais, Nirali Poshu Shein Lachmi Bezeklad. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Chiddush. He said that if you're eating less than a kizais, which is probably not noigia for chips, but if a person with less than a kizais, then the halacha is, then lahachmi bezeklal, you don't have to wash. So if you're going to eat something less than a kizais, and it was dipped in shiva mashkin, you will not need to wash your hands. The afilu bepasah b'achonim mekilim, we learned earlier that even with regards to bread, there are many poskim are makel. That's like how we pass that. By bread, also less than a kizayis, you don't need to wash. So similarly, if you're eating here less than a kizayis, you won't need to wash. Interestingly, can you see the star? Pardon? Here, he brings a very interesting, I don't know historically what happened over here. I was told that the Mishnah Berurah added this much, much later. So I heard that this star over here is the Mishnah Berurah actually realized that he changed his mind. This is a tour in Hilchas Pesach, which actually we discussed when we learned Hilchas Pesach. We discussed this that loy mashmekein. It was in Shulchan Aruch. It's mamash with regards to karpas. You can see that it's not even less than the kizayis. We all know what happens on Pesach. You eat less than the kizayis, and you're still going to wash hands. So what do we see from here? Then even if it's less than the kizayis, you're going to wash hands according to the mamash na halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Amnon me'atur." It's not only the tur; it's also Shulchan Aruch. Loy mashmekein. It appears that it's not true what I just said. And he said that I'm therefore changing my mind. So you've got an interesting case. This is quite rare in the Mishnah Berurah that he writes something And it actually changes his mind completely. It was, he must have written this. I mean, it's, that's what I heard, but it must be as well. That he changes at a later point. He must have written initially that if it's less than a kezayis, you don't need to wash hands. And afterwards, he remembered what he saw in the Hilchos Pesach. That's like what we do about carpets. We wash hands. The Baal HaBayis washed hands. It must be that the Torah doesn't pass like what I just said. Mishnah Berurah believes that he's right. But he's a ma'aseh, we see it's not the case. And therefore, he changed his mind. He's a bottle of deity. I raise my hands. Yeah. No. Yeah, it sounds like the halachas are not equal. Good. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we get to the fork. The fork is an excellent point. Yeah, that's true as well. So all those could be svaris. But he said that the starting point, the default position is that it's the halacha should be the same. You're right, you're saying svaris. For the fork is something which we're going to see now. That's a chiddush of Chiddush. We'll see that shortly. He said that pashtus should be the same. Yeah.
Surely the way you get around like the ketchup is you just pour it instead of dipping it. You said only applies if you dip it.
So it's interesting what you're saying. It's very, very interesting. Okay, that's a very, very interesting Duke. It's a spot on. It's a really interesting point. Lemaisa, it appears from the poskim, it doesn't make a difference if you're pouring or anything. We're going to see soon. There's a really interesting shaila of coffee. Coffee. We'll see some coffee. Okay, think about coffee. You've got coffee and coffee beans. Do you ever use coffee beans or do you use proper coffee? Yeah. So coffee beans, and then you pour water in. So you could tell that it's tovosh tibul. It's water. Water is one of the shiva mashkin. So when you're having your coffee, you need to wash your hands.
So the
poskim. So it doesn't have to be. So the poskim, it seems from the poskim, you don't have to have this. It doesn't have to be the dipping. It's not necessarily the dipping. The dipping itself, it's not whether it dipped or it's dipping. It doesn't make a difference. It's anything which, yeah.
So if you poured it,
Same.
It was all liquids and solids interacting with each other.
Correct. Yeah, you could put it like that. Yeah. Okay. So. Right, so we're having over here this. But now I think we definitely should mention your point about the fork. But let us see Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei first. Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Hanoitel Yadov LePeres. Somebody who washes hands for dry fruit. You don't need to wash your hands for that. It's dry fruit, completely dry. Don't wash your hands for that. It's not Dovash Tibule B'Mashke. Harizeh Megasei Ruach. You are Gasei Ruach. You are. Show off, that's right. You're saying, well, why are you washing your hands for that? Are you trying to make a point or something? Don't wash your hands if you're just having dry fruit. So, you're trying to make a point, and you don't need to make that point because you don't need to wash your hands for that. So, this is only true, says the Rama, if you're doing it because you want to show that you're obligated to do that, you're doing it as a chiyuv. But if you're washing your hands because you are washing your hands for cleanliness, then because your hands were just plain dirty, mutter, that's fine, that's okay. If you're washing your hands, that's fine, because if you're washing your hands for cleanliness, that's fine. That's not megasei ruach. But if you're just washing, you're taking the keli and you're washing your hands to show off. What are you trying to do over here? If it's for cleanliness, it's beseder. But if there is no chiyuv to wash hands, you mustn't wash hands. But there is chiyuv vosotzli. Uncooked bosotzli meat. Yesh mishenira midvorov. Afal pishe moel tafeach olav kedinu. It's roasted. Sorry, bosotzli roasted meat. Yesh mishenira midvorov. It appears from some poskim. Afal pi although she moel tafeach olav dinu kepeiros. So there is liquid there. So there's liquid emerging from the meat. So he says that liquid that is emerging from there makes it into dinu kepeiros. It would have a din of peiros. For tavshel mechitim, if you've got a cooked item which is made out of chitim, out of wheat, vehem neguvim, and it's dry, dinu kepeiros, got din of peiros as well. Now, I want to point out over here two very interesting mishnah berurahs in this. One is sifkot nechov beis, which tells us about a person washing his hands just to make a point. So Mishnah Berurah says over here, "Arizem megasir shemarei be'atzmo shemedaktik b'mitzvus." Ben wants to show that I'm very, very careful with mitzvus, but masha ain't soich and something you don't need to do. The medina le'tiknu klanati le'sidam le'peiros. Really, you don't need to wash your hands for peiros. K'moshkusavnu b'sif cotton base. Ein sham. So we're learning over here a very important yesod, Rabbi Say. What is considered a gasei ruach? When are you considered a show off? When are you considered? This is a rule. This is a general rule. Who is a show off? Who is a gasei ruach? Gasei ruach is somebody. Shemare be'atzmi shemedaktik b'mitzvahs. If you are showing off that you are medaktik b'mitzvah in something which you don't need to do, it's a very, very negative thing. Of course, you're allowed to perform. Of course, you're allowed to be medaktik b'mitzvahs. You're meant to be medaktik b'mitzvahs. But if you're doing something which you do. What's that? Oh, yes, that's right. Perfect, perfect example. If you are doing something which you don't need to do, if you're makbid on something which there is a room to be machmir, very nice. That's called a chumrah. But if you're doing something which there is no need to do, no reason to do, then there's no need to do it, then it's a gasei ruach. It's mamash a positively wrong thing. It's a very hard striking balance because, you know, I think I mentioned what the Chaznish said. Chaznish had once a discussion with somebody about the glasses. Did I even say this once? So the Chaznish was once approached. There was a Yid who wanted to make a certain chumrah. He wanted to keep a certain chumrah. And he approached the Chaznish, who is known not to be a particular maker, the Chaznish. But he approached the Chaznish and he said that, I want to do this particular chumrah. And then the Chaznish said, you don't need to do this chumrah. There's no need for it. Halachically, there is no reason to do that. So this person said, if it doesn't agree, but it certainly doesn't do any harm. It certainly doesn't do any harm. It certainly doesn't do any harm. So can he shoven, he said in Yiddish, it doesn't do any harm. So he said, you're reminding me of a meshugana in my hometown. There was a meshugana that Chaznish used to say, every village has its meshugana, right? Every village has its meshugana. So his meshugana that was in his village, he said, he used to go around, and his lenses of the glasses had long fallen off. He had no lenses in the glasses. There was no lenses in the glasses. And then the children, I don't know if the Chaznish himself was a child, I don't know if he approached him, but certainly the children in that village went to that, stopped the village, the meshugana of the village. And he went up, he was walking around with glasses without. And he needed desperately glasses. He went up and he said, what's the point of walking around with glasses without lenses? And he says, well, certainly doesn't do any harm, this meshugana. So the Chaznish said, you're reminding me, you're doing chumrah that there's no need to do it. You're reminding me of this. He said, what do you mean it doesn't do any harm? You can't do any harm. So there's no point, they don't do it. So we're learning over here, if you actually do something where there's no, you're just married by atom shedaktik by mitzvahs. Okay, I thought it's an interesting mishnebura. But, it comes to the next, that the sifkot and chavov is what you're referring to, and that's, we're gonna see what the mishnebura says over here. Tinoke pesach, choyni miskimu, de mine tafshel. Now, the mishnebura says in sifkot and chavov the following rule. That achoyni agree that the mine tafshel, something, a cooked item, kiven she ein derech liga boy biyat, since you generally, a cooked food, generally you don't tend to eat with your hand. Well, at least, when people are looking, that's for sure. When you're not eating on your own, yeah? So then the halacha is, since you're not elo alecho, the calf, it's normally eaten with a fork, with a spoon, it's eaten with something, lecho the calf. Ain't tzorch natil asidam, you don't need to wash your hands.
Oh.
Good, as far as Hilchos Boy is concerned, 100%. But over here, since it's relevant to Tum and Tahara, well, that's so therefore, and he says more than that. And if it happens to be, you're going to end up touching it by mistake, you end up touching the food, from the spoon, you end up touching it somehow. You still will not need to wash hands. That is the minik. But foods that are generally touched with your hand, you eat it with your hand. Since normally this is it's eaten with your hands, and even if this particular case, you're using a fork, it won't help. So we're learning over here a very, very key component in the general kula. And it could be getting your crown, it could be that's why people are so, maybe that's what causes the ignorance, I'm not sure, but if we want to understand why people are makel, and it's so unknown and so foreign to us, this concept of Dosh Tibur B'mashke, why is it so foreign to us? Why is it so remote, as it were? So I think a lot of it has to do with this Mishnah Bura. That Achroinim Paskin, whenever you're using a fork, whenever you're using a spoon, you don't need to wash hands. So it could very well be that the most foods that we eat nowadays, we're eating with forks and spoons and we're eating them. So therefore, could be that's where historically things have developed into...
Bread we don't.
Yeah, bread. Good point, yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Yeah, so... No. No. This is not a din d'oraisa, it's a din d'rabbanan. That's the word the mesaken it. So I don't think it would help betumah tara. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think it would, betumah mamash. It's part of the dakana that they established it, that it should be ke'en, but if you don't actually touch it, maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a very good thought. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So let us just recap what we covered tonight. We learned about the general halacha of davar shetibul b'mashke. We learned the halacha that nowadays people are makel beyond the Shulchan Aruch, not making bracha. Shulchan Aruch says you don't make a bracha. Beyond that, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that many are soimich not to wash hands at all, because nowadays there is no tumah tara, we're all tumei meisim. The Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with it. He said the Vilna Gaon was machmir and so, and many achronim were machmir. Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with it. Mishnah Berurah then ends off with this controversy with regards to less than the kezais. Mishnah Berurah initially wants to be mekel, but then he's choizah based on the Chas Pesach. We then moved on to the halacha that somebody washed hands for dry fruit is considered a gaser ruach. And we learned that the Mishnah Berurah brings the yisod out that whenever somebody does something there is no need to do whatsoever, if you're a gaser ruach, you're not a chumbo, you're not a tzaddik, you're a gaser ruach, you're doing the wrong thing. And finally, we went into the discussion of the fork and if you're using a keli, if you're using a fork, then there's no halacha of washing hands. And having said all this, I wish you a very, very good Shabbos. And looking forward to further halachos next week, Be'ez Hashem.